Welcome to the Sandler Training Hour, where we've been going through some of the rules from David Sandler, or if most of you may be more familiar with the recent rules that came out by David Matson. But today we're continuing on that route of going through them. And Jim, what's our rule for today?
Get out of the way of the sale.
And when you hear that, what does that mean to you?
I think there's another rule that is kind of hokey, says something like, if someone's standing at the butcher counter, what are they fixing to do? And the implication is they're fixing to buy meat.
Yeah.
So if you're behind the butcher counter, your job is to say, how can I help you? And when they say, well, I'm looking for a steak, I'm having XYZ, ask them questions and help them buy the product. And I think far too often, salespeople feel like they have to sell the buyer
Yeah.
and forget that the buyer doesn't want to be sold. Nobody wants to be sold. What we really want is somebody to help us buy. So getting out of the way of the sale is finding out how to make, let's not make it about us. Let's not make it about our product, our service, why they should buy. It's not your job to talk them into it. They're there because they want something. Let's just help figure out what do they want.
Yeah, a big issue is that a lot of people go into every interaction with someone else with a preconceived bad notion of what's going to happen and a bag full of bad experiences from the past. And so a salesperson may run into a client and be thinking about the last reason that he didn't close a sale, and he or she might, go into a diatribe of like, oh, I need to convey this information that the other person who just left wanted to hear, but I forgot to give it to them. And we all know about baggage. We've all been in human relationships enough to know that words mean different things to people, and experiences, when not clarified, can often lead to poor results.
And I think the other thing that we as salespeople forget is that buyers will tell you exactly how to sell them.
Yeah.
You just have to ask. And you have to know the questions to ask. And the Sandler qualification process is three basic steps. Number one, let's find out what's their compelling reason to give up what they're doing now and do something different. Number two, what kind of commitment will they make, time, money, and energy to see change happen? And then number three, who all's going to be involved in the decision-making process? And how do we get all those minds together so that everybody can get on the same page and we can decide to move forward or not? I mean, it's really simple if you see yourself as a facilitator. One of our rules recently was don't think it as a sales call, think of it as an interview.
Yeah.
So it's an interview for us to figure out how do we get out of the way of the sale.
Yeah. And being in the way of the sale, what that really looks like is that someone's coming in to engage with you because they've got some sort of need. And rather than clarify their need and get them to figure out if their need is a yes, I need this fixed, or it's something that they can put off, instead of doing that, what we try to do is say, oh, your need perfectly fits in this mold, and I've got a pre-planned solution for you that'll cover all the, that'll dot all the T's or dot all the I's, cross all the T's. And I'm so happy that you walked into my shop. When really it should be like a more fluid conversation with one person, engaging them on that level. Because you said most buyers are out there to make a purchase, and most people are also pretty good intentioned. You're going to run into, there's going to be jerks out there, but not everyone's running around trying to make other people have a miserable time.
Yeah, and part of answering that, finding out how do they buy, is really finding out how do they make decisions. So getting out of the way of the sale, can involve in figuring out. So, in an ideal world, how would you make this decision? I was on a call. I'm trying to find somebody to do something on my house, and they didn't ask me that question. But had they, I would have said, my ideal way to buy would be for you to tell me that your schedule's open when I have the time available for you to do the project, and then come out and let's figure out what it's going to cost. And I don't want to get three bids.
Yeah.
I'm too busy for that. I want to find somebody that I feel like I can trust. And if it's the first phone call, that's fine with me. I'd rather it only be one call. That's just me. I'm not a researcher. Other people may be. But finding that out can really help you get out of the way of the sale.
Yeah, and so long just when we're when we are in our professional lives, whether you're a salesperson or something else, everyone is going around saying what their intentions are. And if you're listening, you can ask questions to get them to move their intentions into action. And that, like, even if you're not in sales, listen to what people say. They are communicating their intentions. Half the time they don't do what they say they're going to do is because no one's getting in there and saying, "Oh, that sounds like a good idea. Why haven't you done that?" And yeah, I took some Uber ride with someone this weekend and went through the process of asking him questions. At one point he's like, "Oh, I love going to shows. When's the last show you went to? Why haven't you been going? I'm curious. Did you ever go to shows that you enjoyed?" And finally, I ended it with, "Well, how do you feel about that?" And he said, "Well, I feel like I should go see more shows," which is like the place where he should get to and probably would get to on his own. But if you ask someone questions, they don't see the questions. They're just happy to have a conversation.
They get emotionally involved in providing answers, and they don't see that your questions are leading them to make a decision.
Yeah.
Getting out of the way of the sale is being having a system that leads people to discovery
Yeah.
and recognizing that the discovery may be that they want to work with you, and it may be that we're not a good fit to work together.
Which, if that's the case, that's okay.
Either answer's okay.
Yeah. We just get
We
out of the way.
yeah, just get out of the way of this.
Yeah, listen to people's intentions and trust them when they say what they say. Not everyone's running around, but take it with a grain of salt. And if you have questions or concerns about who we are and what we do, reach out to us. Our number is 208-429-9275, or find us on the web at crossroads.sandler.com.
And
Love to
if you
hear from
call us, we'll do our best to get out of the way
you.
of the sale.
We'll try to listen. Can't promise everything, though.
Thank you.